Big Oil still making big profits.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The price at the pump is cheaper. Crude prices are also down. But despite that, oil companies are expected to rake in huge profits in the fourth quarter. Marketplace's Bob Moon explains why.
Profits for the oil companies are still high because prices are still high, even though they've been dropping. In reporting its near-record profits for the year's third quarter, ExxonMobil said the average sale price for oil during the quarter was more than $65 a barrel. A year earlier, it was $58. Americans may be relieved that prices are lower than they were a few months ago, but energy intelligence analyst Barbara Shook says the cost of oil remains high enough that profits will keep flowing through the rest of the year.
I think you'll see fourth quarter numbers not quite as robust as what you've seen in the second and third quarters, but they'll still be healthy and the companies will still be quite profitable.
In other words, earnings may have peaked for now, but Shook points out that besides being cyclical, profits for the industry can also be volatile.
All it would take is one international incident. Anything could set the market off again.
It makes for a riskier bet for would-be oil investors. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
What's the similarity between a newspaper company and a home? Trying to sell either in today's market and fetch a good price isn't easy. Today, the Chicago-based media company Tribune will receive initial offers from prospective buyers. A lack of interest could force the owner of the LA Times and the Chicago Trib to sell some of its assets, like the Chicago Cubs. Think hard. Do you know anyone that doesn't own a cell phone? More than three-quarters of Americans have one, and new research says a lot of them will be getting some kind of advertising on those phones, if they're not already. From the Marketplace Innovations Desk in North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin reports.
Companies will spend more than $1 billion this year reaching out to cell phone users. But a new study from Jupiter Research finds that spending will likely double to almost $3 billion in just 5 years. Marketers like mobile ads because the messages reach a very personal device that people use all the time, instead of, say, sending emails to a shared computer. Jupiter's Julie Osk is the study's author. She says cell phone messages must be targeted to consumers who want to see them, or companies could face a backlash.
Because consumers pay for the messages they send, and they also pay for the messages they receive. Already, one of the biggest concerns that consumers have is that they're going to have to pay for text messages from commercial entities that they don't want.
For the most part, advertisers only send their messages to consumers who've already agreed to be contacted. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Timing is everything. The IRS has decided not to collect back taxes from Hurricane Katrina victims until after the upcoming elections and holidays. In an interview with the New York Times, the IRS commissioner says the agency often tries to avoid bad publicity by easing up before the holidays. As for backing off before the elections, a deputy director at the IRS says he doesn't believe that the move was politicized. Well, the Dow soared yesterday as oil prices fell. The Dow climbed 28 points to 12,163. The Nasdaq rose 22 points to 2379. And the S&P was up 6 points at 1389. A different story in Tokyo, where the Nikkei fell 142 points or 0.8%. This is Marketplace. Time for a look back at business history. When we open the vault, we find artist Pablo Picasso, whose birthday is this week. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Pablo Picasso was born in Spain this week, back in 1881. As a young man, he moved to Paris, where he quickly established himself as an important artist. He also embraced the media. That helped him become an international celebrity and the richest artist in the world, with dealers competing to sell his work, as illustrated in the film Surviving Picasso.
Now, in New York, I can sell everything that you give me in 5 minutes, just like that.
How much?
For more than any painter alive today.
More than Matisse?
Picasso was notoriously cheap, but when he died at age 91, his estate was worth more than $1 billion in today's dollars, and he's still raking it in. Boy with a Pipe holds the title of the most expensive painting ever sold at auction. The price tag, $104 million. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Today we wrap up our week-long series, Frozen Assets. We've been looking at the impact global warming's having on the economy of the Arctic. The effects have been the most severe in that area. If there's a demand for the pure water created by the melting ice, then Greenland pretty much has the market cornered. It has an ice sheet of 660,000 square miles. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Stephen Beard tells us about one business that's already cashing in.
Greenland is bearing the brunt of global warming. The ice sheet, which covers most of this vast Arctic island, is shrinking at an alarming rate. 12 cubic miles of the ice are melting every year. But the faster the glaciers flow, disgorging icebergs into the sea, and the faster the icebergs calve and break up into smaller chunks, the better off is Steen Utzon, owner of Greenland's first and only brewery.
We have a contract with the local fishermen, a few selected ones, that go out in their small fishing vessels and carefully select the ice that's floating around, and they land it quite close to the brewery.
The brewery at Narsaq in southern Greenland melts the blocks of ice and uses the water to brew what they claim is the cleanest, purest beer on the planet.
The water has been sitting there frozen for between 2,000 and 180,000 years, so totally free from industrial pollutants, which makes for the most perfect brewing liquid in the world.
The brewery has already shipped more than 100,000 bottles of ice cap beer to Denmark. Soon it could break into the all-important British market if it appeals to the British palate. One of Britain's leading experts on beer, the editor of the Good Beer Guide, Roger Protz, prepares to give his verdict.
Beautiful, sort of nutty. They're using darker malts in this to get the colour, and it's got a lovely nutty, caramelly aroma.
And he says it tastes pretty good too.
That is very nice. It's got a deep, almost sort of slightly burnt toffee character in the mouth. That is a really delicious beer.
Greenlanders, as this haunting Inuit song reveals, are famously lugubrious, but now they have reason to lighten up. Their first and only beer looks like a hit, a curious but happy byproduct of climate change.
The harder it gets in the climate, the more ice would come from the glaciers, giving us more raw material to brew from.
And there's little danger that the brewery will run out of its most vital ingredient. Even at the present worrying rate of global warming, it'll take 500 years for the entire Greenland ice cap to disappear. This is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.